This is the Alma Hemodialysis Unit. PACS number 989-463-0359. The patient is Amy Clark, C-L-A-R-K. Birth date is 9/24/1970. History. Ms. Clark is a 41-year-old female patient with a history of glomerular nephritis with cryptogenic liver cirrhosis. She received a renal transplant from her mother in 1996, but that failed in 2007. Prior to the transplant, she had been on hemodialysis for about a year. She then had to resume hemodialysis in November of 2007 due to severe metabolic acidosis that was not corrected with sodium bicarbonate. Since that time, she's been able to maintain good urine outputs and only needs to dialyze 2 days per week for 3 hours and 15 minutes in the Alma dialysis units, Mondays and Fridays being the days she dialyzes. In 2008, there were problems with her AV fistula, but since that time, things have been better, and there is a very narrow area where the needles are able to be placed. And when this very narrow area is used, she does not experience excessive pain, and flow rates and clearances remain very good. The patient has not been sick within the last year, other than self-limiting gastroenteritis and bronchitis, which did not require antibiotic treatment. She has not required hospitalizations or significant outpatient procedures for within the last year. Past medical history, significant for hypertension, left ventricular hypertrophy, intrahepatic cholestasis per MRCP in 2006, anemia of chronic disease, chronic itching, mild thrombocytopenia, constipation, and depression. Past surgical history, a cholecystectomy, renal transplant in 1996 that failed in 2007, placement of a right upper extremity AV fistula and collateral ligation in 2008, and an esophagogastroduodenoscopy in 2006 that was negative for esophageal varices or other problems. Drug allergies, social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes, use alcohol, or illicit drugs. She does live with her mother. Family history, non-contributory. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, Atarax, 25 milligrams QID for itching. Atenolol, 25 milligrams daily. Avapro, 150 milligrams daily. Cholestramine, C-H-O-L-E-S-T-Y-A-M-I-N-E, 2 scoops BID. Choles, 100 milligrams daily as needed for constipation. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. I'll change that to vitamin D3, 2,000 units one daily. Ethyl chloride spray to be used on access before needle placement. Renal cap vitamins, one daily. Sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams, one tablet QID. Tramadol, 50 milligrams PO, 1Q, 6 to 8 hours PRN pain. Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams, one daily. Review of systems. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, nothing. No abnormalities, cardiovascular, significant for hypertension, respiratory, no dyspnea, asthma, cough, gastrointestinal, positive for cryptogenic liver cirrhosis and constipation, no vomiting, abdominal pain, or GERD, genitourinary, no urgency, frequency, or hematuria, no current, no history of renal or kidney stones, musculoskeletal, within normal limits. Neurological, no history of TIAs or CVAs. Access, right upper extremity fistula is functioning well. Endocrine, no history of diabetes or thyroid disease. Integumentary, chronic pruritus secondary to cirrhosis. Diagnostic studies, peaked on January 2003, albumin 3.7, calcium 8.6, corrected calcium is 8.6, hemoglobin 11.3, ALT 74, which is consistent to her usual levels, URR 74%, KT/B 1.43, potassium 4.3, phosphorus 3.5, CO2 19, also consistent with usual values. Objective physical examination, general, the patient is alert, oriented, pleasant, cheerful, and cooperative. Blood pressure 136 over 71, pulse 60 and regular. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, exupple, no lymphadenopathy, no bruise. Heart S1, S2, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or rubs. Lungs are clear with bilateral equal excursion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, no lesions or ulcers. Pulses 2+ in all extremities. Right upper extremity AV fistula, good thrill and bruit, and good flow rates. Assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. The patient will continue to run 3 hours and 15 minutes twice a week on Mondays and Fridays. She will receive Epogen 2200 units each treatment and Hectorol 1.5 milligrams with each dialysis treatment. And all of her routine medications will be continued. She receives care for the cirrhosis in the U of M health system and will continue to do that also. And this should be Mary Stunner/Jose Fuente, MD.